We're reading from Kabbalah for a Student, page 605, preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, item 86. You can send us your questions to Kabda.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Okay, so let's start. Here he relates in a special way to the preface. He scrutinizes the 3 points, Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik. As if there is not so such great necessity to explain them. This is what I think, but he sees it differently. So, we'll see. We'll see in the same level, like we go through the preface, explaining those 3 points. Well, we'll see. I bring this doubt on purpose so that you'll think about it. Explaining the 3 nekudot, Cholam Shuruk Chirik, item 86. Know that the nekudot points are divided into 3 bechinot, Rosh, Toch, and Sof, which are upper nekudot above the otiot, letters, included in the name Cholam. The middle nekudot inside the otiot, included in the name Shuruk or Melafom, meaning Vav and a point within it. The lower nekudot, below the otiyot, included in the name Chirik. That is clear, right? Just 3 definitions. Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik. Nekudot above, inside or below the otiyot. The otiyot are the kelim, and the nekudot, probably they shake the kelim. These are lights. Which lights exactly? Ta'amim, nekudot. These are lights that come out from the potsuf. So nekudot above, inside, or below, the lights which are outside the kelim, they shake up the kelim. Or they're either above, inside, or below them. I don't know exactly what it means, but they're somehow related to the kli. 3 types of connection. Item 87. This is their explanation. Otiyot, letters, are kelim. That is, sefirot of the guf. This is because the 10 sefirot drosh are but roots of the kelim, not the actual kelim. Nekudot mean lights, which sustain the kelim and move them. Meaning, or chokhma, called or chaya. This is considered a new light, which Zon de'ak received from Absag and illuminated to the Kelim the Nikudim and brought down the Lor Hei back to the Peh of each degree and returning the Achab the Kelim and Gar of lights to each degree. Thus, this light moves the Kelim the Achab and elevates them from the lower degree, connecting them to the upper one, as in the beginning. This is the meaning of the nekudot that move the otiyot. And since this light extends from Abde'ak, which is Orchaya, it revives those kelim de'achap through clothing in them. Again, item 87. This is their explanation. Otiyot, letters, are kelim. That is, sefirot of the guf. This is because the 10 sefirot derosh are but roots to the kelim, not the actual kelim. Nekudot mean lights, which sustain the kelim and move them. Meaning, or chokhma, called or chaya. This is considered a new light, which Zon de'ak received from Absag and illuminated the Kelim the Nikudim, bringing down the Lor Hei back to the Peh of each degree, and returning the Achap, the Kelim, and Gar of lights to each degree. Thus, this light moves the Kelim the Achap, and elevates them from the lower degree, connecting them to the upper one as in the beginning. This is the meaning of the nekudot that move the otiyot. And since this light extends from up the Ak, which is Or Chaya, it revives those kelim de achab through clothing in them.
What is
he trying to explain to us? Why do we need this? He tells us very simply. We had Galgalta, Ab,
Sag,
Nekudot de Sag, went down, influenced Nehideak, became restricted.
Pulot.
Actions. Hashimot went up to the Peh, Nikvei Naim, made a Zivug on the Nikvei Naim, and went down here, and a small Partsuf was made here. Keter, Abavema, and Zon. Okay. Yes or no?
Echad ze galgalta.
One is galgalta.
Ken?
Right?
Shtayim ze.
Two is.
Shalosh.
Three.
Arba.
Four.
Litzok, no?
Yell.
Yachad.
Together.
Yofi.
Good.
Chamesh.
Five.
Ashpat ha-chasadim le-nehideak.
Bestowing of chasadim to nehideak. Six.
Ashpat b'chinat dalet.
Bestowing of b'chinat dalet. Right?
Titzaku.
Yell.
Titoriru k'zat.
Wake up.
Sheva.
Seven.
Lo shomea.
Can't hear you.
Misham b'chlel lo shomim.
Can't hear anything from there at all. Tzimtzum bet. Second restriction. Eight.
Yachat, no?
Together. Raising of the Rishimot to pay the Saga. Right? Yes. Nine. It's not a Zivug. Raising of Rishimot from pay the Saga to Nikve Naim the Saga. Next. Ten.
Zivug Efo.
Zivug where? Enik Ve'enayim.
De
Rosh Desag. On what Rishimot?
Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet.
Bet Aleph Tzimtzum Bet. What's happening below here? This is 11. What is this? The world of Nikudim, but in?
Katnut.
Katnut. What parts do we have here? Keter, Abavima, Zon. Each one, is it complete or not? Can't hear you. Fine, why aren't you yelling? What is this? You see? I wanted to write 10 sfirot. Galgalta Ve'enayim. Right? That's it. Where are the Achaps?
Achapim Pnima.
Inside. Right? Inside. What's inside? Where's Galgalta Einayim de Keter? No, I asked about Galgalta Einayim. I caught you. Galgalta Einayim are revealed. Where's the Achap de Keter? Inside Galgalta Einayim de Abavima, or is Achab de Abavima? In Galgalta Einayim de Zon, or is Achab de Zon? It's here, but seemingly not present. restricted. What's restricted, we don't draw, by the way, just so you know. Just like in our world. You have something spiritual? No. Why? It's restricted. Is it not present? It is, but it's restricted with respect to us. If we could switch on a light of bestowal, we could immediately see here the world of Ein Sof or Atzilut or something. All we need is to switch on the light of bestowal. That's it. Okay, what happens next? What is he saying? If we
Dalet Gimel.
Invoke Dalet Gimel. What's Dalet Gimel?
Reshimo
that they received from here. Another Reshimo. And then according to this Reshimo, we have Zivug again in Pederosh. Right? Right? What happens with this? What does this Zivug do? Does it build a partsuf? Here lies the problem. It doesn't create a new partsuf. It gives gadlut to the previous partsuf. This is the difference. This additional reshimo, dalet gimel, only gives gadlut to what was previously katnut. This is why it's regarded as moving the kelim, raising the kelim, augmenting the kelim. It's just as now, I'm saying that if we could switch on. It's not a dimmer, it's a switch. So if we could switch it on and have Dalet Gimel, everything would be revealed.
No.
Yes.
Reshimot Dalet Gimel, in the usual state, then we get a zivug in Partsuf Ab. Now, the same Reshimot, he raises them.
No, Shlomo, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. I'm giving in order. Sit down. Item 87 and onward. There's a good reason why I said, you know, why are we learning this? Here is the key for all the changes in us.
Item 87. This is their explanation. Otiyot, letters, are kelim. That is, sefirot of the guf. This is because the ten sefirot, the rosh, are but roots to the kelim, not actual kelim. Nekudot mean lights, which sustain the kelim and move them. Meaning, or chokhmah, called or chaya. This is considered a new light, which Zon Deak received from Absag, and illuminated the kelim, the nikudim, bringing down the lower hay back to the peh of each degree, and returning the achap, the kelim, and gar of lights to each degree. Thus, this light moves the kelim, the achap, and elevates them from the lower degree, connecting them to the upper one, as in the beginning. This is the meaning of the nekudot that move the otiyot. And since this light extends from Abdeak, which is Orchaya, it revives those kelim de'achap through clothing in them.
Now you answer this question. The lower one receives this new light. Now it has the power to raise its achab, to activate its achab. Out of what does it do it? Out of what deficiency? What chisaron? For whom? For what? To be in gadlut for itself? To be in gadlut for the lower one? What's happening here? I'm asking.
Magia or
light comes from Reshimot Aleph Gimel, and the Kelim begin to become active, go into Gadlut, Kelim de Kabbalah, vessels of reception, each part of the Potsuf. Keter becomes 10 Sfirot, Chochman Bina, 10 Sfirot, Zat, 10 Sfirot. Right? Item 88.
Item 88. You already know that Zon De'ak shone this new light to the 10 Sefirot de Nikudim through two places. It illuminated the Keter de Nikudim through Tabur and illuminated Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim through the Yesod.
So it's like we have two entrances of light through Tabu to Keter de Nikudim. This is where Keter de Nikudim stands. And then Abba Ve'ima through Yesod. This is from Tabu. And this is from Yesod. We'll soon see what it is. Yes?
No. That this illumination through the Tabur is called Cholam, which shines for the Otiyot above them. It is so because the illumination of Tabur reaches only Keter de Nikudim, the male level of Rosh de Nikudim, and the male level does not expand into the lower seven of the Nikudim, which are the Kelim de Guf called Otiyot. Hence, it is considered to be shining on them only from its place above, without expanding in the Otiyot themselves. This illumination through the Yesod is called Shuruk, that is, Vav with a point, that stands inside the line of the Otiyot. The reason is that this illumination comes to Abba Ve'ima de Nikudim, which are the female level of the Rosh de Nikudim, whose lights expand into the Guf as well, which are the Zat de Nikudim, called Otiyot. This is why you will find the point of Shuruk inside the line of the Otiyot.
Yes? Fine. For now, it's... So this is already inside the Otiyot, not above the Otiyot, like Cholam, but like Keter that's detached from the rest of the Sefirot, it's only their source. And Abba Ve'ima is already Chochmah and Binah that are activating, that are acting. Like Keter is Rosh de Itlapshut, Abba Ve'ima is Rosh de Aviut, and then Zon is Guf. So Rosh de Itlapshut doesn't belong to the Guf. It illuminates only in the Rosh. Abba Ve'ima is Rosh de Aviut. They make a Zivug Daka, and in the Zivug Daka you have a calculation, and out of this calculation the light spreads from Peda Abba Ve'ima down, and this is already called Guf. Come on.
Adam 89. Thus, the Cholam and Shuruk have been thoroughly explained. The illumination of a new light through the Tabur, which lowers the lower hay from Nikve Enaim, the Keter, to the Pe, and elevates the Achab, the Keter, once more, is the point of Cholam above the Otiyot. The illumination of a new light through the Yesod, which lowers the lower hay from Nikve Enaim, the Abba Ve'ima, to their Pe, and returns their Achap, is the point of Shuruk inside the Otiyot. This is because these Mochin also come in Zad de Nikudim, called Otiyot.
Shailot.
Questions.
Are
you asking according to the diagram or about something according to the act that took place here? I want questions in Pticha, not that you will ask philosophically. Yes, Itzik.
I did not understand why he started saying that the goof is below the parsa.
No. This is parsa in every single part. Like you have keto. Rosh, nothing. Rosh did labshu, there is nothing. But it has Galgatanaim and Achap. The separation between Galgatanaim and Achap is called the parsa of keto. That's also how it is in Abba Ve'ima.
It's particular to every...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The border between Gagatanaim and Achab, the vessels of reception, vessels of bestowal, is called Parsa. According to the Parsa that was made here in Nekudot Saga. Here you have vessels of bestowal, Nekudot Saga. And here you have vessels of reception in Nekudot Saga. More? Yeah?
We're talking about the expansion of the lights here from the Zivug Dalet Gimel.
Dalet Gimel is Zivug on Gadlut. What is he trying to tell us about Dalet Gimel? This is what I'm trying to steer you up to. You guys are a little bit, little sleepy. Dalet Gimel is a force. It's a force that I receive when I'm small. I receive an additional force, and now I'm big. I'm grown up. You have a new patsu from Katnut to Gadlut? No. And adding force, understanding the ability to do, understanding, feeling, this is called Dalet Gimel. The light of Chochmah that comes adds. Just imagine what Dalet Gimel adds to us. I'm small. The light comes. Over 20 years I grow up. This is Dalet Gimel. Light of Chochmah. It's light that helps me build masachim, perform actions that are similar to the Creator. When it's not all Chochmah, but only Chasadim, Chasadim, help me stay in Chesed. Nothing, leave me alone, I got no problems, no nothing, I don't have a shirt and I don't need one. This is Chasadim. Chochmah is powers that I'm willing to work to gain, to give, to expand below. So this is Dalet Gimel. Therefore, adding the force to the lower one, to the potential, future potential of in the lower one, Achab, it's there. It just has to develop to get strength. It's like a seed. Nucleus. It has all the information. But to turn the information to make it revealed with all of its capabilities, you have to give it, fill it up to realize the information that exists in this semen or in a seed you put in the ground. You need to add to it heat, water, etc., nutrients, etc. So Dalet Gimel don't build anything new. Although it might be said someplace that it's so. It develops the potential that exists in the creature. Okay?
No.
Yes.
The expansion reaches in two manners of Bisol, through the Tabu and through the Yesod. So, how is it expressed?
I don't know. For now, I was just reading. That's all I have. I'm sorry. I'm limited in my explanations. I have my audience. I need to make sure they understand things simply. Tabu speaks about this is where the parsa stands. So what is the taboo here? Where is the taboo in Nekudot Desag? Here.
Holam.
What? Never mind. Believe me, I don't want to confuse you now. The problem is that the progress should be by contradicting something else. Then you advance. You have it's constantly between the opposites. So you have to open it when it's possible to do so. Yes?
Why do we need gadlut for?
You're right. Katnut is good. I'm small. I have a masach of chafetz chesed. I'm not getting in anyone's way. I'm happy, content. No one's hurting me. I'm not hurting anyone else. I'm sitting there on a hill in India somewhere, meditating. I hardly need anything. It's a good life. Right? Or I shut myself in a flat in Manhattan. I'm listening to my music. Or maybe I'm taking these special cigarettes. And so katnut is good. I deliberately diminish myself. You add knowledge, you add pain. Then what for? So, we need in life big shake-ups in order to come out of this slumber, of this inclination. Yes?
We see in our world, let's say a couple, they remain the same thing until they have kids and then they have a reason to grow and then they need this additional force. Or it is said that from above they strike the grass so that it will grow. So you get a good shake-up.
True, it all comes from above. This is the question, actually. Were we only in katnut? What would happen then? Meaning, of course, in gadlut we discover suffering and then we won't grow. You see, animals, they don't grow. The way they are. That's how they are. None of them wants to have more than what nature makes them need or want. We do. You see, there's a big problem with the gadlut here, and that's why he's going to explain it soon in the next item.
Item 90. Chirik is considered the new light that the Zad themselves receive from Abba V'ima to bring down the ending Lor Hei, which stands at their chazeh, to the place of Sium Raglin De'ak.
As you remember, Keter, Abba V'ima, and Zon. So in the Zon, there is only Galgalta and the Naim. That we activate in the Katnut, and its Achap is restricted.
Thus their Achap, namely the Kelim from the Chazeh downwards, which became the place of Bi'ah, returned to them. At that time, Bi'ah will once again be as Atzilut. But Zad the Nikudim could not bring the Lor Hei down from the Chazeh and completely revoke Tzimtzum Bet, the Parsa, and the place of Bi'ah. Rather, when they extended the light into Bi'ah, all the Kelim the Zad immediately broke. Since the force of the ending Lor Hei, which stands at the Parsa, was mingled with these Kelim. Thus, the light had to instantaneously depart there, and the kelim broke, died, and fell into bia. Also, their kelim de panim above the parsa, the kelim above the chazeh, broke as well, since all the lights departed thence too. Thus, they broke and fell into bia, due to their joining into one goof with the kelim de achoraim.
Okay, so what do we have here? We have cholam.
Yes, lano shuruk.
We have shuruk.
Yes, lano chirik.
And we have chirik. The light passes from Abba and Ima to the zon, and from the galgalta and the naim of the zon, it comes down to the chirik. So we have the three points of cholam, shuruk, chirik. The gadlut of Keter is called cholam. Gadlut in Abba and Ima is called chirik, shuruk. And gadlut in zon is called chirik. Okay. For the time being, questions about that? Yeah.
What is this issue that he keeps saying the Lord Hay goes down?
The parsa inside the partsuf comes down. You have a partsuf in it. You have a certain boundary. Above the boundary is the Galgalta Enayim, where it can bestow, because it has a small Oviut of Shorish and Aleph. It's like a little kid. These are the forces that it has. Then Bet, Gimel, and Dalet is something that it can't activate. So here it has a parsa.
And the lower hay coming down to the pe.
The hay tata, if it's in the rosh, it's in the nikve enayim, or stands at the chazeh. The hay tata comes down. If it's at the rosh, it comes down to the pe. And if it's at the guf, it comes down to the sof. 10 sefirot. Suppose there were 2.5 previously, 2.5 sefirot, and now there's 10 sefirot.
This is a scrutiny being performed in the Rosh.
Of course, everything happens in the Rosh. In the Guf, there's only that which was decided upon in the Rosh.
If I understand it correctly, then Sag discovers a force he did not know before.
Again,
during the Tzimtzum Bet, Sag discovers something he could not do, some deficiency he couldn't fulfill, he couldn't activate. And after Nikudim in Katnut and Gadlut, he discovers after the Zivug a new force, and which he can activate. So what's new here?
The new thing is that there is a force called the force of Chochmah that comes to Katnut from Ab. Ab has the ability to activate the vessels of receiving in order to bestow. This force comes from the Ab and gives the world of Nikudim, allows the world of Nikudim to activate their kelim to receive in order to bestow. It's called the Dalet Gimel that are being operated and draw a new light.
It happens thanks to the mechanism of Katnut. The world of Nikodim discovered a new ability.
The Reshimot of Dalet Gimel awaken this act.
Reshimot Dalet Gimel weren't even before Tzimtzum Bet. So what's new here?
You have the partsuf of Katnut, called the world of Nikudim in Katnut, that came out on the Rishimot of Tzimtzum Bet. In all of these, you have all of the, you have Ava and Ima and Zon, all in Katnut. Afterwards, you have the Rishimot Dalet Gimel. This Rishimot, it has to be realized. According to Rishimot Dalet Gimel, you receive a special force from the Partsuf of Ab, because Dalet Gimel is the Partsuf of Ab. The light of Chochmah comes to the Rosh of Sag. The Rosh of Sag makes a Zivug Daka with the Ab. The light of Chochmah is passed, closed in the light of Chasadim onto the world of Nikudim. The force of Gadlut is passed onto it. The force to be Gadol. You hear this? I see you're trying, but... Oh, okay. That's good. At least trying to overcome.
Akoka.
Look at me. I'm beautiful. Look at me. I'm telling you. Don't shut your eyes. Again, in the Ab, there's the force to receive in order to bestow. The force of Chochmah, the light of Chochmah. Dalet Gimel is the Rashimo that awakens the Ab. It makes the Zivug Daka on this Rashimo that you want. It gives this power to the Sag that dresses on it. Then the light of Chochmah dresses in the light of Chasadim and appears in the world of Nikudim. And the world of Nikudim, when they receive such a force, they develop, they expand. All of their kelim now are becoming activated. And so, what follows is that they can receive in order to bestow. Who knows about it? The Rosh of Abba Ve'ima de Nekudim that received this light of Chochmah. Through the Tavo, they receive the Keter. Through the Yesod of Ak, they receive the Abba and Ima. We'll scrutinize these things. But first of all, let's accept these things, that this is how it is. See how children develop. They don't know why is it this way. They know that this is how it is. This like this, this like that. And then, gradually, he adds wisdom to it. Same for us. Later you'll see when will the understanding of why does it happen and how does it work will truly come. But the facts themselves are extremely important. So, the Abba and Ima receive a special force that you can receive in order to bestow. And they make a Zivug Daka on the Dalet Gimel. They have the force to receive now in order to bestow. Can they do it? Of course. And the light from Abba and Ima spreads downwards. To the Zon, to the Achab, like from the Rosh to the Guf. Meaning, the Parsa that stands here, for them, it was actually cancelled. There is no Parsa. It's all like the world of Atzilut. The light of Chochmah can be anywhere. What was cancelled? All of these parts that here you have the Atzilut and here you have Bria, Yetzirah and Asiya. It's all cancelled, meaning everything's Atzilut. Meaning what? That there is the light of Chochmah everywhere. Kelim that are in receiving in order to bestow over all of their desires. It means that they behave as though at the end of correction. The same as in the end of correction. What you
done?
Everyone awakens their friends, spiritually wise. Rub. For your friend to become more, to purify him. Rub him.
91. Thus you see that the point of Chirik could not emerge and control in the world of Nikudim, since, moreover, it caused the breaking of the vessels. This was because she wanted to clothe inside the Otiyot in the Tanhim below Parsa de Atziluch, which became Bia. However, later, in the world of Tikkun, in the world of correction, the point of Chirik received its correction, since she was corrected into shining below the Otiyot. This means that when Zat Atzilut received the light of Gadlut from Abba Ve'ima, which would lower the ending Lor Hei from the place of the Chazeh to Siyum Raglin De'ak, and connect the Kelim the Tanhim to Atzilut, the lights will spread down to Siyum Raglin De'ak. Yet, they do not do so, but raise their Tanhi from the place of Bia to the place of Atzilut, above the Parsa, and receiving the lights while they are above Parsa de Atzilut, so that no breaking of vessels would occur in them again, as in the world of Nikudim. This is considered that the point of Chirik, which raises the Kelim de Tanhi, the Zat de Atzilut, stands below the Kelim de Tanhim that she raised. That is, she stands in the place of Parsa de Atzilut. Thus, the point of Chirik serves under the Otiyot. This explains the three points, Cholam Shuruk Chirik, in general.
For us, it doesn't really matter what's going on in Atzilut right now. What's important for us is to know that this point of Chirik, the Zivuk of Apsag, the light of Chochmah, that came through the Keter to Abba and Ima. Abba and Ima made a Zivuk Daka and continued this light below the Parsa. From this, the Kelim of Nikudim broke. Abba and Ima wanted to make them great, Gdolim, to receive in order to bestow all the light of Chochmah, Gemara Tikkun. If this would work, it would have been Gemara Tikkun. Only, wait. There was an intervention here. We'll find out what's going on here after the Shvira. After the light of Chochmah, new desires are revealed that previously were not seen at all. It's like with us, that a person decides that from this day and on, right? Gershon, where are you? It's like you decide that from this day and on, I'll be righteous, really. I'll set an example for everyone. They'll look at me and they'll see. They'll really be envious of me. Of course, it's in order to bestow to them, not that it's got forbid for something else. But and then what? Then you do what you do. You say, I don't care what they think. I don't care how I look in their eyes. I don't care about nothing. The main thing is to get pleasure on the spot, and that's that. So, what's revealed? What's revealed is that when the light of Chochmah appears, the Kelim of Kabbalah awaken, which previously were not felt at all. Previously, they were hidden by the light of Chassadim. The light of Chassadim somehow soothed them, calmed them down, and they were calm. You know, when the light appears, what can you do? That's how it is. It said that the appetite comes with the food. What does it mean? What, before that you didn't? You didn't have an appetite. It was hidden. It was concealed. The kelim become revealed. Additional kelim become revealed. It's not that they're being created now, but they were always there, only hidden. So the light, when the light of Absag comes down to the zone of Nikudim, it starts revealing such layers there, klipot. It's not klipot yet. It's all under Tzimtzum Aleph. But there are such desires that are revealed there that it is impossible to receive the power of the Absag to overcome, and the Paltzuf breaks. Meaning they start wanting to receive in order to receive, and the light departs, and that's called a Shvira. Right? What?
It is written that the Nekuda of Chirik stands in the Parsa right now. So what is the point of Chirik?
Light that passes on to the vessels of reception.
Of the correction or of the fulfillment?
It's a light that first of all has to give the Kelim of Kabbalah the strength to be in order to bestow. And it is not enough for it, isn't sufficient, but it will be revealed only during the action itself. I did not know that I will fail. I had all the information, and according to all the information that I had, the data that I had, it was clear to me that I'll make it. What did the Rabash say? We read an example about it. I went to a wedding. We had such a... Right? I went to a wedding. I drank too much. I fell on the floor. They dragged me home. The next day, I'm ashamed of seeing anyone. I promised myself I will never do this again. Why? The shame, the suffering makes it so that really I've risen to serious decisions. In a week, there's another wedding. I have to go. I go there. I start drinking. Can't stop myself. I fall again on the floor. I'm dragged home. Everyone disrespects me. That's it. What's the problem? The problem is that I can decide that I'm at home without anything to drink. Without light, that fulfills me. So that's something else. But when I'm in front of the light, the view that's revealed, I have no masach for it. This is how it is. And that's why there are many rules and laws of how to distance yourself from a certain place, from certain actions. That's how it is.
No.
Us, it doesn't really help. The Creator that wants to take us through the studying and practice does what He does. Okay. We finished the matter of Cholam Shuruk Chirik. It's a very important matter. Because these letters are kelim, and the lights, they shake the kelim. And besides cholam shuruk chirik, and the kelim ten sfirot, we don't have anything else. There are many details that we'll come to. Next.
The ascent of Man Dezad de Nikudim to Abba Ve'ima and the explanation of the Sefirah Da'at, item 92. It has already been explained that due to the Lor Hei's ascent to Nikve Enayim, which occurred in Tzimtzum Bet, when the Katnut of the 10 Sefirot de Nikudim emerged, each degree was divided into two halves. Galgalta ve'enayim remained in the degree, hence they are called kelim de panim, interior kelim, ozen, chotem, and pe, which fell from the degree to the one below it, are therefore called kelim de achoraim, posterior kelim. Thus, each degree is now made of internality and externality, since the kelim, the achoraim of the upper degree, fell to the internality of its own kelim, the panim. And the fallen achab, the keter, nikudim, are clothed inside galgalta ve'enaim, the abba ve'ima. And the fallen achab, the abba ve'ima, are clothed inside galgalta ve'enaim, the zat, the nikudim.
Is it clear? That's the structure. Yes or no? Niv. What is there not to understand? Abba and Ima. Where is their Galgalta and Enaim? In Katnut.
In Galgalta and Enaim of Zon, they are restricted there, the Achab.
Galgalta and Enaim of Abba and Ima.
Galgalta and Enaim de Ima?
Or Abba and Ima. I'm asking for a reason.
In the Achab of Keter.
Good. And where is their Achab?
Their Achab is in Galgalta and Enaim of Zon.
Good. And where is the Galgalta and Enaim of Keter?
They are revealed.
Nice. So what is it that you don't know?
This is what we just read.
I understand you. Yes, Gili.
I don't understand. In item 90, he says that the kelim broke and fell, but on the other hand, he says that they fell into bi'ah, and here too they fell to the next degree. So if they broke, and
I don't know, he said what he said. Something that I didn't study about yet. Yeah, they fell. They fell. It means that they lost the masach. Where did they fall? How exactly? I don't understand. What does it mean? We have to now learn about the partsuf of Nikudim. There was Katnut. It became Gadlut. In the Gadlut, all the Parsot were cancelled, and the difference between Galgalta and Achab, the Keter, and Abba and Ima and Zon. What happened is that Keter and Abba Vima, they're the Rosh, meaning intentions. There was no shattering. Is no shattering. And the calculations there were correct. Whereas Zon, in which the Parsa was cancelled between the boundary between the Galgalta and Enaim and Achab, they have received inside their ten sefirot the light of Chochmah. In practice, they wanted to receive in order to bestow. They started receiving in order to bestow in the Galgalta and Enaim before the Parsa, and as the light came down below the Parsa, they started breaking. Why? Because they didn't have a sufficient force to receive in order to bestow. And another special rule was discovered there, which Abba and Ima could not take into consideration. Therefore, in the Rosh, there were the correct intentions, but in the Guf, they could not be actualized. And that's how it is. And that's called the breaking, the Shvira. What does it mean? That the masach disappeared, the intention in order to bestow, and instead of it came the intention in order to receive. It's called, I've eaten, and I will eat more.
But seemingly they have nothing of bestow, so how can they go down to the next degree and not down to Asiya?
This, he just calls it the worlds of Bia. Put the worlds of Bia aside. He wants to say that the Parsa towards the Partsuf of the world of Nikudim was cancelled and the Kelim of Zon broke.
And they have something of Kedusha left in them?
How's that possible? Even in the tiniest gram, if in the tiniest gram of the ten sefirot there is something in order to receive, then that's it.
So how come it just goes down to the next degree and is not completely cancelled?
That's how it broke. The entire world of Nikudim broke that way. Only in the Rosh there can't be a shattering.
Not in Rosh, in vessels of reception.
Both the kelim of bestow. Look at the sketch. Look at the sketch. Both the Kelim de Kabbalah and the Kelim de Ashpa of Zon, everything in the red broke. Everything broke. It all broke. It didn't break the way it's depicted here, but you have to understand that there is a ketel here. There is a ketel.
Abba ve'ima.
Abba and Ima.
Ve'zon.
And Zon.
Keter, Abba ve'ima ve'zon.
Keter, Abba and Ima and Zon.
Ve'azon.
And then the Zon.
Zon. Nishbar.
And the Keter of Abba ve'ima is the Rosh. Here, what I depicted is incorrect, because it's the drawing of the Katnut. The Galgalta and Naim and the Achap, and the Achap and the Galgalta and Naim. Here you have Keter, Abba ve'ima, and Zon, all in one row. This is the Gadlut.
Ah, Ken, Vakasha.
Go ahead. So we want to give you a report about the structure of the Congress. Okay. This is going to be the Congress that's parallel to the Congress that will take place in Europe, so that we'll be able to connect at any given moment.
So I will explain in general. We're having two guiding lines of how to build the Congress. The first line is that we want to follow Yoav, meaning we have learned till now 15 lessons about the perception of reality, and we'll try during the Congress in general to keep track after those stages as we have learned them during the lessons.
On your Congress, here in Israel.
Yeah, now you can see the schedule. We start lesson zero on Thursday. It will be conducted by the 10 on duty of that day. Every slot will be divided into two parts. We'll give the specific lessons to everyone who will conduct every slot of content. Every such group will receive the specific lesson and will build from it the hour and 15 minutes lesson. So the first part of every part starts with Yeshivat Chaverim. We'll have Yeshivat Chaverim from Israel. And the second line, just to mention, which guided us, is that we didn't want to broadcast from Petah Tikva and the World Kli to be passive. Rather, we wanted to share the World Kli in building the contact and passing
excellent
it on.
Idea. And so, like I can see, Turkey, Japan, China, Siberia.
So some things we are not sure that we can do it in practice, but in the first part, in the first lot of content, these are, it will be conducted from groups in Israel, and the second slot will be Petah Tikva in Israel. And assuming we can do it technically, we want Turkey or Japan or China or Siberia to do it. So at least two out of these four groups mentioned here. Now let's see the next slide. This is Saturday. So every first lot will be conducted by groups that speak Russian. The Yeshivat Chavarim will be conducted from Moscow, and the lesson we hope will be conducted from Russia and Kiev. Now the second slot will be South America. Yeshivat Chavarim will be from Brazil, Sorocaba. And the lesson itself, it will be conducted, we hope, perhaps by Brazil and Mexico or Chile. We'll see what we can do on a technical term, and that they will be concluded by the North from North America. This part is opposite. We will start it with a lesson, and then we will conclude it with a summering Yeshivat Chaverim. There's another point which happens on Friday night, which is in the previous slide. At the end of that day, the last part of it is a local after party. It's a simple idea to allow every group to have an activity, internal activity, which won't be broadcasted, a pure connection.
But people watching in smaller groups or on their own?
That is the question that we have. Probably from Petah Tikva we will broadcast something for all those individuals who can't do it, but we will encourage groups to be in their place and to do something local so that all the friends will be able to express themselves. And that specific slot will be to support the European Congress throughout this entire Congress, although it will be a parallel Congress to what is going on in Europe. We don't want to disconnect from Europe. We want to support Europe. All the Yeshivot Chaverim, we will try to speak of the greatness of the European Congress to all feel as one Kli. On Saturday, we will publicize the lessons. Till Saturday, we have to review all the lessons. We went through all the lessons we've been through till now to extract context from there. And we want to give the groups the lessons so that they can start preparing at least a week in advance. That means that in this week,
if anything depends on me, then please use me.
No, the only question that we have for you is, we have a whole week from next Saturday till Thursday of the beginning of the Congress. We will go through additional five lessons, which won't be in the part of the Congress, because we have to give the contact to the groups that will prepare the Congress. So is it...
If you want, then we'll review the lessons that you want, whatever you want.
To review the selected lessons? Okay. So till Saturday we will choose them. We wanted to wait till Saturdays because you're still giving lessons about the perception of reality.
Perception of reality is endless.
So, on Saturday, we will publicize the selected lessons that we will go over during the Congress, and then we will be able to review them on Sunday again. We have accurate... We have the text. You can prepare questions. You can do anything you want.
It's all good, clear. Just plan everything, and we'll do it.
Now let's move on to the next part of the lesson, but sing a song together first.
No. שלך.